We have all certainly heard reports from medical professionals of the difficulties when a person has a deficiency of iron. It causes significant fatigue, it can cause heart problems, it can cause all kinds of other challenges. Now, we also know that iron is an essential mineral that is needed by the body to function. It creates red blood cells. When I exercise, I sometimes report to my wife, oh, I'm pumping iron, which means that we are making sure that the iron is got a transformation to enable the blood cells to be manufactured. The challenge that I'm offering to you today is actually very different. It is that the problem with some individuals who currently have a diagnosis of Parkinson's happens to be an excess of iron in their brains. Not a deficiency, but an excess. This causes the death of the dopamine-producing cells in the brain. The challenge then turns on, is this the case for you? Now, my research reveals it's not the case for everyone. So you can't say to yourself, well, finally, somebody's figured out the reason why I have these symptoms and all I have to do is to chelate the iron out of my brain. But it is the case that some of you do have this issue, I am convinced. And it is also the case that if you have been using other options with little result, it may be that you haven't quite hit the primary cause, which winds up, again, being an excess of the accumulation of iron in your brain. It interferes with the ability of those cells that manufacture dopamine in your brain naturally. One medical solution, I doubt many of your medical professionals will be aware of this. The research is relatively recent. The medication that's prescribed to chelate iron out of the body is available, but most of the neurologists are likely not to be aware of the recent research evidence. Again, I just want to remind you that medical doctors are practitioners. They are not researchers as I am, so most of them are not going to be familiar with this more recent result and more recent finding. I would suggest the following. Of course, you need to talk with your medical doctor about this issue. Consider a chelation that's specifically designed to help chelate the iron accumulation in your brain might be indicated. Curcumin is this wonderful spice that will ultimately chelate the accumulation of iron and other metals in your brain. So I think one of the options is see if you can begin taking that as a regular regimen. Then see if you don't feel better. It may be that that's an indication that accumulation of iron in your brain is a big issue. Check this out as a possibility. Again, it may or may not apply to you. What's the proportion of persons? We obviously have no idea what that is. I think it's a lot larger than most people realize. If I had to just make a wild guess, I'd say maybe a fourth, maybe a third as much of persons may have this particular issue. Again, it's genetic. And it is a result of probably genes that were taken on from both a father and a mother. So good luck with this as a possibility. Again, I just want to stress, it's a recent development, a recent discovery. Research is convincing. The recent research, too. A lot of people are on the bandwagon of this. And of course, they are attempting now to be able to see if they can have medications that specifically are able to chelate the iron out of people's brains. The only treatment really that seems to be at all effective, it winds up being the L-DOPA, the ability to produce dopamine in the brain. Well, this one, if you can get the iron out of the brain, will mean that your cells that are available will be able to naturally produce dopamine. So give it a trial run. Again, we know now that clearly this is a factor. The only question now for you is to answer, is this a problem for you?